And next, a story about an Irish company that's helping people who are living with disability or extra needs to enjoy the thrill of surfing. We're going to hear about how it all works now from Tom Losey, who's Chief Executive of Liquid Therapy Ireland. And we're also going to hear from Enda McCormack, whose brother Connor has been able to enjoy the surfing experience with Liquid Therapy's help. Gentlemen, good morning to you both. Tom, I'll start with you. How does Liquid Therapy work? What do you do?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. So Liquid Therapy is a charity. We're based in South Donegal, and we provide accessible services and programs to the ocean and its benefits for young people and adults who struggle to participate or cannot participate in a mainstream opportunity and just require a higher level of support and understanding to really get to experience what wraps around our gorgeous coastline.
And Enda, your brother Connor, now I know you're speaking on behalf of Connor because he's non-verbal, but your brother Connor, he was able to use the surfboard, wasn't he? Liquid Therapy's surfboard. What was that like for him?
Yeah, good morning all. Thanks for having me on. So Connor was able to use Liquid Therapy surfboard over in Rosnahla there a couple of weeks back. And, you know, from our family behalf, it's something probably that we would have never thought that would ever happen. And now it's on our doorstep in Rosnahla, thanks to Tom and all over Liquid Therapy. So I was in the water with Connor, and, you know, it was just an experience that you just never thought that was ever going to happen. And to be honest, I have actually never seen Connor as happy in all my life. And I can say that with a full heart because, you know, Connor's non-verbal, but if Connor would ever be getting agitated or stuff like that there would be a lot of roaring and shouting going on. And whenever he was on the surfboard, you know, he was just so relaxed and he had his hands in the water. And it was just something I thought I would never see Connor out surfing on a surfboard in Donegal. You know, it's something that we all take for granted. But, you know, to have this facility in Donegal, it's just second to none. And we're really looking forward to getting back to it next year now.
And Tom, how does the surfboard, the adapted surfboard, actually work? I mean, are you strapped in? Is it a seat? What is it?
Yeah, so this year we got Ireland's first seated surfboard. She's 12 foot long, she's 3 foot wide, and she's specially made for people who have physical needs or more a range of complex issues that require them, that maybe they can't lie down on their body or they require assistance in the water. So this seated board lets a small team of volunteers and staff take an individual out into the ocean in comfort. They're not strapped in, but they are in if you can imagine like a bucket seat that you would get in a rally car that's specially designed and made of carbon fiber, and then on an appropriate board that lets them then enjoy the thrill of being in the ocean in the waves, or just being at the beach and bringing that family into that environment and removing the stress and the barriers to participation.
And what about safety? I mean, one of the things, you know, surfers fall off boards the whole time. That's kind of how you do the surfing, isn't it, and get better at it. So what about the safety of somebody maybe with limited movement falling into the water?
So one, we will always be assessing the conditions and we put an appropriate size team that supports that. Risky play is also part of life, isn't it? Like getting wet, getting splashed, jumping in the waves is part of it too. Obviously, we mitigate those risks and make sure the experience is met to the needs of the individual and that it's just a really fun day out for everybody.
And Enda, it must have been, you spoke about Connor and how much he enjoyed himself when he was on this board and in the water. It shows, doesn't it, with the right supports, you know, extra needs, being non-verbal, physical needs, they need not be as life-limiting as we imagine.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and we can't thank Tom and his team over there enough in Rosnahla, to be honest, because obviously, going over there, I didn't know what to expect. You know, Connor can't walk, he can't talk. You know, he can do, you know, his physical needs is very limited. And just from the outset, you know, there was four people over there at Liquid Therapy, and Tom and them, they just couldn't have been any better. You know, there was no stress involved at all. You know, Mum was looking on from the water and she'd be quite stressed anyway. And, you know, it was just an experience that we'll never forget, and hopefully we'll get to use it now for a lot of years to come as well. Like, and you know, hopefully now that this will kind of put a stepping stone in place for maybe, you know, hopefully we'll get a couple more into them throughout the country, and people, other people like Conor will be able to reap these rewards now and these benefits of having this funding coming into Ireland and getting such activities for these people to use, because it's just, it puts a smile on our face, and, you know, it puts a smile on everybody's face, and it's just great to see.
Well, you've put a smile on my face listening to you, and I think most people listening, and we'll follow up on this and come back to you and see how it's all going, because it certainly sounds fascinating. Tom Losey from Liquid Therapy and Enda McCormack, Connor's brother, thank you both. We're back with the business news after the break.